Daf, this is Rabbi Yaakov Trump. We are on Brachos Daf Yudalad. The pasuk we're going to be focusing on today, although there are four psukim on the daf in total, we're going to be focusing on Yirmiyahu Perek Yud, pasuk Yud, which appears just as you go over from Yudalad Amud Aleph to Yudalad Amud Beis. The pasuk reads as follows: Vahashem Elokim Emes, Hashem, God is true. Hu Elokim Chayim, He is the living God. Umelech Olam, the King of the world. Mikitzpoi Tirash Oretz. At his wrath, the earth quakes, and nations cannot endure his rage. In the context of our Gemara, the Gemara is using this as a pasuk to darshan in the name of Rabbi Abba, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that there is no hefsek, there is no distinction between Hashem Elokeichem, which is the end of Kriya Shema, which is actually written in the Torah, and Emes V'yatziv, which is the next paragraph, which is the bracha midrabbon, and the third bracha of Kriya Shema. And that's why we actually add on to our Kriya Shema Hashem Elokeichem, MS. The word MS is actually not germane to the Kriya Shema itself. If you go to Bamidbar Parshas Shlach and you look at the last section of the parsha, the Torah does not end with the words Hashem Elokeichem, MS. It ends with Hashem Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And we, so to speak, add on the word MS. Why do we have the license to do that? Because the pasuk in Yirmiyahu is telling us that Hashem Elokim Emes, that we can make that connection. Which is, by the way, an astounding thing, if you think about it. Since when, where else do we ever add on to the Torah reading? We add on as if it's in the pasuk when it really is not in the pasuk. That's not acceptable, no matter when or wherever. In fact, Yirmiyahu's prophecy is 800 years plus beyond the time of the giving of the Torah. How in our right minds can we say a word which is not attached to the pasuk as if it was part of the actual Kriya Shema, was actual part of the pasuk itself? So how does this work exactly? In order to understand this, we need to take a journey back to when Yirmiyahu actually said this. If you think about it for a moment, Yirmiyahu was speaking to a generation who were afraid. Why were they afraid? Because on the northern front, there was a terrifying empire which was called Assyria. That empire for many, many decades and centuries was the controlling empire over the Middle East, and many of the previous kings had dealt with them. However, Assyria fell very fast to a very terrifying nation, and that was called the Babylonians, Babel. And at this point in time, when the entire Middle East, the whole region is in turmoil, you now have this swiftly moving, growing empire called Babylon, and it takes over Assyria, Nineveh falls. We now see a shift in the power dimension. What happens is that all the nations start becoming terrified. And they start making alliances. So Egypt, Israel, Ammon, Moab, Edom, all these nations start making alliances to try to combat the rising power of Babylon. And it's into this context that Yirmiyahu was speaking. The nation of Israel at this point in time is very much interested in making an alliance with the southern states in order to fight off, to ward off the rise of Babylon. And ultimately it's going to be their downfall. Yirmiyahu tells them not to. Yirmiyahu tells them that they should not fear. And therefore, at the beginning of the section, Yirmiyahu actually turns to these people at the beginning of Perek Yud in Yirmiyahu, which is where this pasuk is drawn from. He says, Shimu es ha-davor asher diber Hashem aleichem b'nei Yisrael. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. Komar Hashem el derech ha-goyim al tilmodu. Don't learn from these people. Umei oses ha-shamayim al teichosu. Don't be afraid of their star signs. Ki eichatu ha-goyim ha-hema. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to cut them down, mehema. And he goes on to describe how all the implements are simply human implements. They're not going to succeed. In no way are they going to ever win. He's talking to people who are terrified of the rise of Babel, and they're taking very strong steps to be able to protect themselves. Into this context, he says, Vashem Elokim Emes. Our pasuk, Hashem is true. Hu Elokim Chayim Melech Olam. He is the living God. He is the God of the world, the King of the world. Mikitzpoi Tirash Oretz. In his anger, the world will quake. V'lo yochilu goyim zamoi. And no one will escape his anger. Now think about this for a second. What that means is, don't fight. Don't think you need an alliance. Don't think you need to go to Egypt to make an alliance with them. Don't fight the Babylonians. And that was Yirmiyahu's message, which people, in fact, were not willing to listen. They thought that they were by themselves. They didn't realize Hashem was really with them. And therefore, they made all these unfortunate decisions that led them there. Now let's think about this for a second. In fact, by the way, just one extra interesting side point is Yirmiyahu goes so far as to say, he turns to the people and he tells them, you tell this to your neighbors that they shouldn't be afraid either. And then he says the pasuk actually in Aramaic so they can speak in the lingua franca. He says, Kidnot heimrun lohoin, Elohayo di Shemaya v'arko, loy avodu yevoidu meho aram into chois Shemaya ele. You should say to them, let their gods, who do not make the heaven and the earth, perish from the earth and from under the heavens. Meaning, very simple, tell everybody in their language that that this is not going to happen. Yirmiyahu steps out of Hebrew to give this message for people to understand. So what's Yirmiyahu really saying? When he says the words Hashem Elokim Emes, he is performing an action which we actually do in Kriya Shema, which is what's called Yichud. Yichud is when we put our hands over our eyes, we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the name Hashem and the name Elokim, the two dimensions of Hashem in this world, they're all one. In exile, when it looks like there's terrifying things coming down the pike, you know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still one. We may have to look very hard sometimes. We may have to even cover our eyes sometimes. But you know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one in this world. We're not going to be afraid because we know Hashem is with us. We end Kriya Shema exactly the same way we start. We are drawing from Yirmiyahu because Yirmiyahu is talking to the first people who ultimately were about to be kicked out of the land of Israel. And he was asking them, he was begging them to be able to say Shema, essentially. To be able to say Hashem Elokim Emes. Which is why it's so pivotal. Which is why it's actually central to the theme of Kriya Shema, where we can add the name Emes. How do we know this? All we need to do is just learn Yirmiyahu. All we need to do is read the context and understand the message that he was taking. He was extending the notion of Kriya Shema itself. With this, have a wonderful and meaningful day.